The music known as boogie-woogie was an early variety of jazz, a rolling and complex style of blues piano with some syncopated Cuban rhythms thrown in. It arose around the turn of the last century, but became a national craze in the late 1930s and early 40s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new anthology of boogie-woogie and blues piano.
A lot of New Orleans pianists learned that fancy bit. That's Yancey Stomp, 1939, by Chicago's Jimmy Yancey, whose left-hand lope could sound a little rough. Boogie piano was an early branch of jazz, an early refinement of the blues, a sort of dialogue between the pianist's hands. The left usually plays a steady bass pattern, while the right piles lines and contrasting rhythms on top. The practice may have evolved out of the dialogue between a blues singer's voice and guitar. This is Yancey again, on piano and singing.
See one letter, little girls all dressed in red. I receive one letter, little girls all dressed in red. Then he said down the bottom, Jim, your baby's dead.
Some of the earliest self-taught boogie pianos played for tips in logging camps in the Deep South. They traveled from one camp to another by rail, often as hobos. The mode of transport left its mark on the music. As boogie developed, the endlessly varied click-clack of railroad cars rolling over switches and bridges put polyrhythms in a pianist's ears. The music also grew in speed and momentum until you could hear its distant roots in West African percussion choirs with their busy and layered rhythms. Here's Honky Tonk Train Blues by Chicago's Meade Lux Lewis, a bit younger than Yancey. He didn't ride the rods, but grew up near the tracks. This music's from a 3-CD mini box from Mosaic Records, available from their website. I've been listening to it a lot. Boogie Woogie and Blues Piano collects solos, duos, and even piano trios, pianists accompanying singers, and boogie and blues combos led by Lionel Hampton, Benny Carter, Harry James, and Red Allen. It skims records made for Columbia and Victor between 1935 and 41, the years when boogie mushroomed into a national craze. Its originators were specialists, but the music soon infected players groomed in other styles. Kansas City bluesman Pete Johnson, schooled in ragtime, often worked with one of the stars of this set, singing bartender, blues shouter, and proto-rock and roller Joe Turner.
Roll it, boy, let them jump for joy.
By the early 1940s, this African-American working-class music became a commercial property, and white bands hopped on the piano wagon. Will Bradley had his Beat Me Daddy Eight to the Bar, and the Andrews Sisters their Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. After World War II, boogie would invade country music. Will Bradley's 1940 Down the Road a Piece anticipates that trend, and drummer Ray McKinley's half-drawled, half-spoken delivery predicts Bob Dylan's Basement Tapes. Freddie Slack is on piano.
Hey, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just an old piano in a knocked-out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Beat Mac. You remember Doc and old Beat Me Daddy Slack. Boy, it's better than chicken fried in bacon grease. Come along with me, it's just down the road a piece.
The boogie trend had run its course in American jazz by the end of World War II. But its influence kept spreading, and not only to country music and rock and roll. Boogie Woogie was the sound American troops had brought to the world and became a post-war craze in occupied Japan and in Europe. Dutch composer Louis Andriessen has written boogie passages into a couple of works, including an homage to Jimmy Yancey. But then, you can hear echoes of this patterned, textured take on the blues everywhere, from Jerry Lee Lewis to Philip Glass.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the new Boogie Woogie and Blues piano box set on the Mosaic label.